Have you ever seen someone do great damage to themselves by the way they treated their manager? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm talking about being smart, recognizing that managers typically have power to help you or harm you, and making sure you avoid some mistakes in dealing with your boss. I've covered three mistakes already. Don't complain about your boss, don't try to show them up, and be willing to make allowances for generational differences. And here's the next one: displaying negative attitudes in meetings. Now, let me begin by saying that negative attitudes are almost always harmful. I've noticed that a person who seems to always have some negative comment in meetings can really do themselves great harm. Obviously, you should feel free to express your opinions and suggestions, but often it's just the way you do it that makes all the difference. Someone told me early in my career that if you're going to voice a problem, always follow it with a solution. You don't want to develop a reputation that you're never happy with what's happening. Even if it just shows on your face, it's not working to your benefit. It is not to your benefit to be put in a "I'm never happy" mold. Proverbs 17:22 gives some good advice. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Keeping a generally cheerful attitude and demeanor will make you more attractive, more appealing, someone people want to be with. So think about what kind of attitude you generally portray and make sure you come across as basically a person who sees the glass as half full. Your boss will appreciate that very much, I can guarantee you. And then mistake number five to avoid is not being able to handle feedback. The only way any of us grow and mature is to become aware of areas in our life that need improvement. And that means we need feedback from our managers at times, even if it's a bit hard to handle. Nobody enjoys it, but if you develop a reputation that you can't take honest criticism, you'll stunt your growth and it will harm your career. Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid." And again in Proverbs 15:31, "Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise." So heed life-giving correction. You'll be glad you did. Sherry Harney will be our special speaker at our next Zoom get-together on April 17th. You'll find that information at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.